Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Yesterday, I introduced you to our Bible passage and gave you an insight into why I have chosen Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, for us to talk about in the coming weeks as preparation for Christmas. Here again is this passage. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. This is an old, old story of Jesus and his love. But I pray we can look at it afresh and anew. Christ the King is born. We have much to get to, do pray for me. And I want to begin with what I will call the coordinates. And by the coordinates, I mean the location of places on a map. Do you have one of these GPS devices in your car? Maybe you use a mobile phone for this. They are amazing gadgets. I remember a time when we used big printed maps to find out the directions of a location that we needed to find. But these days, the maps can all be thrown out unless, like me sometimes, you do not trust technology. And now we simply type in an address and poof, the GPS navigation system calculates and pulls up directions, time, and distance. We put the car in drive and off we go, usually arriving when expected. These things even recalculate route and timing due to traffic conditions. I marvel at this. Well, in these verses, we have three locations mentioned. Verse 1 says, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, there is location number one. And verse one also talks about Magi from the east. East, that's location number two. Verse two also mentions the east as related to his star. And then verses one and three speak of Jerusalem. That is location number three. Bethlehem of Judea, the east, and Jerusalem. Let's talk briefly about these coordinates, plotting them on a map in our minds. Up first is Bethlehem of Judea. And as you may already know, this is an ancient, small village, well situated atop a hill, about 5 miles or 8 kilometers south of Jerusalem. The name Bethlehem in Hebrew means house of bread. Here, it is distinguished as Bethlehem of Judea because there was another Bethlehem located in northern Israel in Galilee. But this Bethlehem was and is located in southern Israel near Jerusalem. Its name was originally Ephrath or Ephratah. And this is the location where Rachel is buried. So that you see the significance of this place and how ancient it is, let me read for you from the first book of the Bible, Genesis, chapters 35 and 48. In Genesis chapter 35, verses 16 and 19, we read, "Then they journeyed from Bethel, and there was still some distance to go to Ephrath. Rachel began to give birth, and she suffered severe labor. So Rachel died and was buried on the way to Ephrath, that is Bethlehem." That was Genesis 35, verses 16 and 19. And then over in Genesis chapter 48, Jacob recounts Rachel's death and burial, and Jacob says, "Now as for me, when I came from Padan, Rachel died, to my sorrow, in the land of Canaan on the journey, when there was still some distance to go to Ephrath. And I buried her there on the way to Ephrath, that is Bethlehem. Genesis 48, verse 7. This Bethlehem is very specific. It was Ephrath, or Ephratah. It is different from Bethlehem in Galilee, mentioned in Joshua chapter 19 and verse 15. The Bible makes the clear distinction. Did you know that King David was born in Bethlehem? Jesus is the son of David, and so the connection between David and Jesus is rooted in their mutual birthplace. Samuel anointed David as king in this same Bethlehem, and the Hebrew intellectuals at the time of Jesus expected this Bethlehem to be the location of the Messiah's birth. I have in mind two scriptures on this point. The first is the Old Testament prophet Micah, chapter 5 and verse 2. I am reading Micah 5, verse 2. "But as for you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you one will go forth for me to be ruler in Israel. His goings forth are from long ago, from the days of eternity." Well, this is a clear prophetic statement about Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the one who is the ruler in Israel, the one whose goings forth are from long ago, from the days of eternity, can only describe the second person of the Trinity, Jesus Christ. And this king comes from Bethlehem, Ephratah. It was a small and insignificant place on the map, its coordinates hardly recognizable, but in God's view, Bethlehem was great. And then over in John's Gospel at chapter 7, in a debate about the identity of Jesus, this question was asked. Listen for location. I'm reading the Gospel of John chapter 7 and verse 42. "Has not the scripture said that the Christ comes from the descendants of David and from Bethlehem, the village where David was?" John 7, verse 42. Well, I give these to you to prove that at the time of the birth of Jesus Christ, there was awareness that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. In Matthew 2, verses 1 through 3, we have confirmation that Jesus was. Verse 1 says, "After Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea." That is location number 1. And verse 1 also talks about Magi from the east. East, that's location number 2. Verse 2 also mentions the east as related to his star. I will not say much about this now because we will be talking about the Magi in greater depth. But these men and the star they followed came from the east. East is a location, and we will learn from where in the east these Magi most likely came. And then verses 1 and 3 of Matthew chapter 2 speaks of Jerusalem. That is location number 3. And again, I do not have to say much about Jerusalem because you very likely already know it and may even have visited it. Jerusalem is the capital of Israel and is a key location in the life of Christ. Here, it is the city into which the Magi from the east arrive, asking, "Where is he who is born King of the Jews?" This is also Jerusalem where King Herod and the people around him were troubled to hear that a king other than himself had been born. If you have read the Gospels, then you know that the Lord Jesus visited Jerusalem many times and for various reasons. He is born nearby the city, and then at the end of his life, Christ arrives there initially to shouts of "Hosanna!" before the crowd turns violently against him. Jesus clears the temple in Jerusalem. Jesus and his disciples have the Last Supper in the upper room in Jerusalem. And then Jesus is arrested and brought to Jerusalem for his sham trial. He is then led from there to Golgotha, where Jesus Christ dies on the cross. No wonder the Lord grieved over this city and the people of Jerusalem. Further along in Matthew's Gospel, at chapter 23 and verse 37, the Lord says, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her, how often I wanted to gather your children together the way a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were unwilling." Jesus Christ was resurrected from the dead, and he lives, and he is coming again. At his second coming, Jesus Christ will reign and rule from Jerusalem. Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 4 predicts this. "In that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which is in front of Jerusalem." Zechariah 14:4. This is a description of where King Jesus will stand, and note the proximity to this Jerusalem. And this goes right along with all the other promises of Scripture. In 2 Chronicles chapter 6 and verse 6, God says, "I have chosen Jerusalem that my name might be there, and I have chosen David to be over my people Israel." 2 Chronicles 6 verse 6. And in Deuteronomy 11, verse 12, Israel, with Jerusalem, is described as, quote, "a land for which the Lord your God cares. The eyes of the Lord your God are always on it, from the beginning even to the end of the year." Deuteronomy 11, verse 12. Amazing, isn't it, that Christ was born very near Jerusalem, that Herod and the people were troubled in Jerusalem. And then we have what happened to Christ at the end of his human life in Jerusalem. And we have Jerusalem where Christ will reign at the time of his second coming. So these are the coordinates: Bethlehem, the east, and Jerusalem. More tomorrow, because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.